The United States has struck yet another ship in the Caribbean. In a bragging post on social media, President Donald Trump posted this video claiming the vessel was a drug-carrying submarine.
U.S. intelligence confirmed this vessel was loaded up with mostly fentanyl and other illegal narcotics. There were four known narco-terrorists on board the vessel. Two of the terrorists were killed.
One of the survivors was a 34-year-old Colombian who authorities say has been repatriated and will be prosecuted for alleged drug smuggling. Washington claims its unprecedented military campaign in the Caribbean has so far killed at least 27 drug smugglers. In Colombia, there is a different story. Local media reported that one of the victims from a recent attack was a fisherman whose engine was switched off and had issued a distress signal. An enraged President Gustavo Petro shared the reports on his own social media.
U.S. government officials have committed murder and violated our sovereignty in our territorial waters. Fisherman Alejandro Carranza had no ties to drug traffickers and his daily activity was fishing.
The U.S. has been building its military presence in the Caribbean and since September has targeted at least six vessels, some from Venezuela. Human rights experts have described the strikes as extrajudicial killings.